176 years ago, in 1836, Frenchman Joseph Nicolet, pronounced Nicolette nowadays, left Fort Snelling by canoe to explore and map the upper Mississippi region all the way to the river's source. He succeeded, and his surprisingly accurate map was used by European Americans in the middle of the 19th century to settle throughout northern Minnesota, displacing the Ojibwe people who had lived at countless villages for hundreds of years. Ironically, Nicolet was guided by two Ojibwe men and their families. The route traveled by the Nicolet party was a water and land pathway that existed before the Ojibwe came to Minnesota, existed before the Dakota lived in northern Minnesota, existed all the way back to ancient people thousands of years ago. The men who guided Joseph Nicolet's party were Shaugobe and Brunia, Ojibwe men of Leech Lake, and this is the story of their journey.
August 19th, 1836. It is a Friday afternoon and Brunia's canoe nears his home on Leech Lake. For Brunia and for fellow Ojibwe Shaugobe, their time with Joseph Nicolet is over. Nicolet will spend 4 days at Brunia's village, in 1836, the main village for the Leech Lake Ojibwe. There, he will meet with Leech Lake Ojibwe leaders, including Maine Speaker Machagabo, as a representative of the U.S. government. Brunia was with Nicolet as his interpreter. Machagabo asked Nicolet if he would deliver a serious message to the Indian agent at St. Peter, and Nicolet agreed. The message is long and complicated and involves murder and intrigue. The book, named The Journals of Joseph N. Nicolet, contains the entire transcript of the Ojibwe's message. It also contains the full journal that Nicolet kept of his 1836 journey with Shaugobe and Brunia. It can be bought from the Minnesota Historical Society. Although there are Ojibwe villages all over Leech Lake, mostly on the large points such as Sugar Point and Onagum, the place where Brunia lived, where Nicolet met with principal Ojibwe leaders in the middle of August back in 1836. The main village of Leech Lake, where power was concentrated, is on a large jut of land that sticks way out into Leech Lake from the north end, Otter Tail Point.
When you look at Horseshoe Bay, look at Leech Lake, you look at Boy River, there's maple sugaring camps, hardwood points, there's sugar camps, there's wild rice in all of these beds, in these bays. But Otter Tail Point is different.
Jim Jones is an enrolled member of the Leech Lake Band. He's an archaeologist, a historian, and the cultural resource director for the Minnesota Indian Affairs Council. He's spent a lot of time studying Otter Tail Point. Yesterday, we told you about ancient Ojibwe birch bark scrolls that have been discovered in northern Ontario, scrolls that tell the story of the Ojibwe in pictograph form, drawn on birch bark hundreds of years ago. They tell of Leech Lake, of the immense importance to the Ojibwe people of Leech Lake. But specifically, the ancient scrolls tell of one place.
It represents a ceremonial site. Hence the name Otter Tail Point, because it shows an otter swimming to that site. And it doesn't show it swimming to the tip down there. It shows it coming into two points. That is a very powerful Mide symbol, a clan symbol.
Two points. It is located on the east side of Otter Tail Point, at the place where Otter Tail starts to fatten out.
There's another component to this story that will be told, and as the research for the nomination for the two-point site to make it eligible for the National Register of Historic Places points to that research and points to these stories, because there's birch bark scrolls up in northern Canada that describe the cultural significance of that site.
Two Points is the place, according to the birch bark scrolls, where the Ojibwe ended their journey that lasted 900 years, from the New England coast to northern Minnesota, to where, as the 900-year-old prophecy predicted, the food grows on the water. Generations of Ojibwe are buried there, including members of the Madewin, the powerful and exclusive Ojibwe Medicine Society.
There's places that are important. They're important to the people. They're the birthplace of a nation. Two Points is one of these places.
Today, no Ojibwe people live at Two Points. Although there are some cabins on the lakefront, very few people, white or Ojibwe, live anywhere on Otter Tail Point. For the most part, it is abandoned. Although it is located on the Leech Lake Reservation, the land was sold off years ago to whites. The people moved elsewhere, and the history has been mostly forgotten.
That is why Leech Lake is significant. No one knows this story. There will be people that will learn this story. There are tribal elders in our community that know about these places. We're losing them quite frequently. So when we look at the history and culture of Leech Lake, and we look at the significance of this place that you asked me in English, there's stories that go deeper than that, of why this place is important. And it's not just for the resource. There's a spiritual connection. So when I talk about that, you know, I ask forgiveness from my elders if I speak out of place on that. But that's the kind of information that needs to be shared, because there's a significance to this place we today call home.
To Jim Jones of Leech Lake, Miigwech, you have been gracious and sharing. To Grant Goltz and Christy Holman Kane, thank you for all the information you chose to share with us. To Mary Favorite, Bega Mashik Ikwe of White Earth, we wish you Zagidawan, Manajiwan, Bapiwak. Miigwech, Mary.
The Journey of Chagobe and Brunia is dedicated to the memory of White Earth historian and elder, Andy Favorite.
Indigenous cause Manito Kamigawo. My name is Spirit Who Stands in the Middle, and Ojibwe. And English, Shaganashi Mwen Nikadek, Andrew Favorite.
Miigwech, Andy. Gigawabamin Minawa. This has been the Journey of Chagobe and Brunia. For Brian Whittemore, I'm John Sumption.